O Lord, show us your face and we will be saved. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend from St. Agnes Parish in Rockville Center, Frank Alasia. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
Doing okay, Deacon. How's everything?
I'm just a bit hoarse, but we're going to plow through. Today, we're talking about the devotion to the Holy Face. So to start off, the veil of Veronica is that Catholic relic that consists of a piece of cloth said to bear the image of the Holy Face of Jesus, produced by other than human means. The origin of the image relates to the sixth station of the cross. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Saint Veronica, encountering Jesus along the sorrowful way, the Via Dolorosa to Calvary, wipes the blood and sweat from his face with her veil. Now, over the centuries, various images have been claimed to be the original relic, as well as some early copies. But in any case, the veil of Veronica represents the suffering face of Jesus. The veil is not to be confused with the Shroud of Turin, which has been venerated by some people for centuries as the actual burial shroud used to wrap the whole body of Jesus after his crucifixion, and on which Jesus's bodily image is miraculously imprinted. The human image on the shroud depicts the holy face of Jesus with eyes closed at his death. And we're focusing today on the holy face of Jesus as depicted in the veil of Veronica, the face of Jesus in his passion, the suffering Christ. So start us off, Frank.
Well, first of all, what St. Veronica did was so heroic. I mean, risking her own arrest or beating from these Roman soldiers.
Right.
But it's believed that even our Lord deigned to stamp her act in history through this most holy relic. The Catholic Encyclopedia says that the name Veronica may be symbolic based on the Latin word vera, meaning truth, and the Greek word icon, meaning image. And there's no reference to the story of Veronica and her veil in the Gospels, but
right.
It is a part of Catholic oral tradition that has been with us since the beginning.
That's a good point. You know, our Catholic faith is made up of both the oral tradition and the Holy Scriptures in the Bible. Before and as the New Testament was being written, the church had been founded on the Rock of Peter with communities and with a structure of bishops and priests and deacons and the stories of Jesus, which had been passed along. And we know we encountered Jesus Christ in the written word of the Gospels, but John the Evangelist said that all the books in the world could not contain all of the stories of Christ's life. So many stories were held sacred by the early church in addition to the Gospel writings. Veronica wiping the face of Jesus is not the only station that's not specifically accounted for in the Gospels. How about Jesus falling three times and Jesus meets his mother on the way? These are not accounted for in any of the Gospels. These moments and traditions have been embraced by many Catholics as meaningful inspirations of devotion and prayer. Okay, so the veil of Veronica depicting the suffering face of Jesus is fairly well known to most Catholics. How did this image become so popular?
Well, before I get into that, I'd just like to say that the tradition part that you mentioned is so important because you'll hear many people say, "Where is that in the Bible?" And the premise of that question is wrong because the church was in existence 300 years before the Bible existed. The Catholic Church gave us the Bible. And nowhere in that book did Jesus ever say, you know, buy this book or read this book. So I think it's very important to remember that. Now, the veneration of the images of the Holy Face has been practiced from Christians all over the world for many centuries. And in the 1840s, Sister Mary of St. Peter, a Carmelite nun in Tours, France, received a series of revelations from our Lord, who said that he wanted prayers to be offered to make amends for the desecration of Sundays and blasphemies against his holy name. The particular reparation he called for involved the adoration of his holy face.
Right.
Now, the main thrust is combating communism. So in communicating with Sister Mary at the time, Christ was preparing the world many decades in advance for the evils that would be perpetrated in the 20th century.
Right.
And communism is the way God is offended most because It's anti-human, it's anti-family, and it's anti-God. It strikes at the very image of God in man, corroding human dignity and destroying freedom, individual rights, undermining the family, and stamping out religion, most expressly Catholicism. So this devotion is really a defense of the first three commandments, which have to do with God himself. Christ is calling for us to make reparations for the idolatry, blasphemy, irreverence that has gone on and continues to today.
Now, you told me that this particular devotion was described in a book written by a priest, a Father Lawrence Daniel Carney, called The Secret of the Holy Face, the devotion destined to save society. What is he talking about?
Yes, Father Carney reminds the reader that Holy Scripture again and again rewards those who turn to his face and punishes those who turn from him. God commands reverence and blesses those who make reparation for blasphemy and irreverence. Now, how do lay people or anybody, how do we combat irreverence, disrespect, and blasphemy? The answer is through prayer and devotion. The Holy Face devotions, one of which is the Golden Arrow Prayer that was given to Sister Mary by Jesus. We need only to say, O Lord, show thy face and we shall be saved, followed by an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. She said, if you incorporate the prayer of the Holy Face with the rosary, there's a synergistic grace. And as we said before, the Golden Arrow Prayer is a prayer of reparation, praise of the holy name of God. Sister Mary said, Jesus told her, once again, the two sins which offend him most grievously are blasphemy and the desecration of Sunday.
Right. So the Golden Hour Prayer is a devotional prayer of reparation in praise of the holy name of God. And it's also a prayer which makes amends for the profanation or desecration of Sundays and the holy days of obligation, right?
Yeah, and Jesus reportedly told Mary, if you only knew what great merit you acquire by saying even once, admirable is the name of God, in a spirit of reparation for blasphemy. Listen, we have to remember that we are not called to be in church all day like a monk, but we must fulfill our duty in life. But God called us to do. So this kind of devotion is great because it only takes a minute or two every day just to recite that.
Yeah, now after Sister Mary, I mean, almost 50 years later, another French Carmelite nun, Thérèse of Lisieux, wrote poems and prayers in the 1890s that also helped spread this devotion to the Holy Face. And as I think about it, Frank, I mean, all the sorrowful mysteries, all five of the rosary, and all of the stations of the cross really reflect the holy suffering face.
Yeah, Saint Teresa, the little child, you know, of Jesus, she was extremely devoted to the Holy Face. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Leo DuPont, the holy man of Tours. He had a great devotion to the Holy Face and lit a lamp under the Holy Face. And with that oil, he performed many miracles. There's supposed to like 6,000 miracles attributed to him and this holy oil, much like André Bessette in Canada with the Saint Joseph oil. Now, the other devotion is the Holy Chaplet of the Chaplet of the Holy Face is also another devotion that we can practice. And these devotions are for our own benefit. And the church has so many of them. So it's really good no matter which one you practice. This is just another one to, you know, to advance your
spirit. Add to your prayer life. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Some of this is new to me, but I mean, ever since I was diagnosed with prostate cancer years ago, I began to look at and call on the holy suffering face of Jesus in many depictions, just in my own private prayer. And I felt a deeper connection to how he really suffered for me. And I tell people all the time, when you're hurting or deeply saddened or afraid, when you have like a dull pain in your heart that will just not go away, do you look into the suffering face of Jesus?
Right.
Do we say, Lord, I know you understand my pain. Help me now. Please, Lord, save me. You know, can we derive strength from our suffering by aligning ourselves with his suffering? And it was him, after all, who said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
Yeah, it's really hard to go through, and that's something that you've experienced, so you can speak from that. You're not just talking about it. You went
So
through
if you
that.
fasten yourself to a devotion like that, as you
Yeah.
say, Frank, it's very helpful.
Yeah, and also this happened to you at a young age, which is even more scary. But Sister Mary also said, and this is I found this very interesting, that our Lord communicated to her that in this time he would not use natural elements in the world for punishment. There are no floods, hurricanes, fires. She said that revolutionary men have been sent to try to destroy the church from within and into all governments to establish a new world order. These words were given to her in 1846, and almost 200 years later, we are seeing this taking place all over the world. And our Lord said to Sister Mary of St. Peter, I seek Veronica's to wipe and venerate my divine face, which has but few adorers.
And you had told me that there were promises attached to this by
Yes.
performing the office of Saint Veronica. The Lord said he will take care of their souls, defend them before the Father, and give them the kingdom, obtain the conversion of many sinners, and help them work wonders, appease the anger of God, and draw down mercy on sinners. And he said that those who on earth contemplate the wounds of my face, quote, shall in heaven behold it radiant with glory. And they themselves shall shine with particular splendor in heaven. It's nice, Frank.
Yeah, amen. It's another good devotion to add to your to
Prayer
add.
life.
Exactly right. Exactly
Folks,
right.
don't forget to like us and send us an email at anycatholicconversation @gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, I love you a lot and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
God bless. Thanks, Deacon.